the sacrifices we make. Listen, you will feed us with honey and milk to drive us away from the pain. But the memories will be buried deep within us, planting deep down the thoughts of sorrow. Like a small ship lost in the middle of a raging sea, or a plane in the middle of a stormy night. And silently, within the verge of our sorrow, we'll summon death for comfort and take pain with us to ease the burden in our hearts. We will laugh together till midnight to give you hopes of triumph and a sense of victory and pride. But when we lay silently in our beds in the cold, lonely nights, the buried memories will find their way out to torment and lure us to pain, mocking and making fun at us as we bathe in tears of our sorrows and fighting ourselves back to slumber. Nights will not be time to sleep, for fear will be roaming at the darkest hours, waiting to pounce on our beaten souls and take control of the long nights. We'll be enslaved by our memories, tortured by the past bitter pains, to the point of breaking our souls. These memories are killing the little joy we possessed, extinguishing the little light lit years ago, and the hope and happiness will always float in the dark. We laugh and smile all day, and you'll praise us for our happiness and say, look at how they are happy. I believe you'll urge others to be like us, to follow the steps we ought to make. Do you know our steps? Do you? You won't even understand our griefs. You won't even notice the masks we wear. You won't. The mask that fades as dusk approaches, leaving us naked. Naked, afraid, and lonely. And the same chains of fear will be put on us. The same chains that were put yesterday will be put on us today. The same chains that will be put today will be put tomorrow. And we will always wait for a long night of torture. You won't understand. These are the sacrifices that we make. You'll see I smile and be happy, but you won't understand these sacrifices that we make all day just to be tortured at night. The sacrifices we make. Lewis Wamwanda. I'm the Black Kenyan poet.